Great question. The id, this is the most primitive of the three fundamental structures. The id is concerned with instant gratification of our basic physical needs. This structure also operates out of our unconscious, meaning we are not aware of the thoughts, feelings, and sensations of the id. For example, if you walked by someone who had a delicious cupcake, you likely would want to take that cupcake off for yourself. The id doesn't know or care that this behavior would not be appropriate. The id is only concerned with what it wants, and nothing else is relevant. Let's talk about the superego next. The superego is concerned with social rules and morals. Most people might refer to the superego as their conscience or possibly their moral compass. We develop our superego throughout lived experience, determining what is right and wrong within the world. If your superego walked by that person eating the delicious cupcake, your superego may still want that cupcake and to take the cupcake, but afterward, you will feel guilt and shame as a result if you followed through with those actions. Finally, there is the ego. The ego is the rational, pragmatic part of our personality. The ego is part conscious and part unconscious. I believe that the ego is considered to be the self. The main job of the ego is to balance the demands of the id and superego. Your ego then, when walking by someone eating that delicious cupcake, would help resolve the conflict between the id, I want that cupcake right now, and the superego. It's wrong to steal someone else's cupcake by deciding to purchase your own cupcake.